Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Torque Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol TORQ and on the OTCQX under the symbol TRBMF. I am chatting with the Executive Chairman, Sean Wallace, also the Chief Geologist, Michael Henriksen. Just to remind everybody, Torque Resources is focused on copper and gold exploration in Chile. Company has the flagship Santa Cecilia project. This was brought into the company just October of last year. Also the Margarita project. That is what we're going to be talking about today because the company released news today announcing a new discovery from this maiden drill program that was right around 4,000 meters. Hole 13, which was actually the last hole drilled in the program, that's the discovery hole, 90 meters of 0.94% copper and 0.84 grams per ton gold. Now, this hole was placed more in the northern area of where the drilling occurred. We can see this through the figure one that was posted within the news release. I'll post that below the interview. But Sean, take us through this drill program, the overall strategy of it, and hole 13. It's the discovery hole. What's important for us to understand about that one, please?
Sure. Thanks, Corey. Our group of geologists, our really talented geologists in Chile, led by Waldo Cuadra, they had the concept for this Margarita. It was a solid project. You know, this was our country entry asset. We liked it a lot. And, you know, just a solid concept. The belief that there was an IOCG type deposit there. We knew there was copper around because, well, there was an oxide copper, small oxide copper resource just adjacent to the project. That's not why we were there. We had the idea was, well, where's the source for this? And, you know, is this a bona fide IOCG project? And we were missing one part of that, which was the G, which is gold. And I think we've demonstrated quite nicely in with today's release that there is a significant gold component to the story, at least as far as we can say with one drill hole. So this first drill hole was, there was a number of targets for us sort of chasing what we could say is the source of that oxide copper. And so that's how the drill program was designed. The fact that this was the last hole is not, there's nothing to that other than just logistics. We just drilled all our targets in the most capital efficient manner for the logistics of drilling the project. We each and every target, of course, this was a greenfield project. We had no drill holes. We didn't know which one was going to give. And as it turned out, the one on hole 13 did. And it's just fantastic. We're very excited.
So Michael, from the geology side of things, you are the chief geologist here. You have to be, I think, very encouraged and excited about this hole 13. What did you see in some of the rocks? What has you excited about this discovery?
Yeah, I mean, certainly anytime you can come away with a brand new discovery on a first pass drill program, that's rare territory. And we're certainly pleased by that. I think for me, what's so encouraging about this is that we have such clear geology, geochemistry, and geophysics pointing us to the fact that, you know, this intercept may be, you know, expandable over about a kilometer strike length. That's excellent to see. So for us, you know, as a bunch of geologists, we saw in the chips, we saw, you know, magnetite, breccias, classic IOCG features. When you take those observations and you tie it to the geochemistry and the geophysics and the geology, you know, confidence levels, you know, go up, obviously. And, you know, we're excited to get the drill rig out there as soon as we can to really expand on this thing and see what it can become.
So, Michael, what did you guys learn about some of the other drill results? Because hole 13, that's a discovery hole. A lot of these other holes, you did hit some copper and gold mineralization, but not near the width or the grade that we saw in hole 13. How are those other holes playing into the understanding of this project now?
That's a very good question. I mean, and ultimately what I can tell you is anytime you can put a signature on mineralization, that's when you're in the position of power in terms of as an explorationist. And so obviously what we've learned here critically is that, you know, magnetics, conductivity, geochemistry together, those are the things that are ultimately going to potentially deliver similar mineralization. we focused a lot in this drill program down in that southwest corner or the southern region of the project, because that's where the copper oxide was. And we were like, okay, you know, IOCGs, structurally controlled, maybe it's close by. But, you know, we always thought, you know, let's take a look at different parameters, just straight up geophysical targeting or what have you. So I think what I would tell you is that there are now a couple of new areas that are clear to us based on the signature from drill hole 13 that we're going to go back and drill test in the future. So not only have we got a discovery, but we've opened up some new target areas based on that discovery. So that's how I would describe it.
Within this news, the company also announced some land acquisitions to the north, an additional 200 hectares connected on the northern part of the project. Again, this discovery drill hole was really in the northern central part of this project. Sean, give us some more understanding of adding this land. Does that add more targets right away? What kind of work are you going to have to do to build up this newly acquired land?
Yeah, I mean, the newly acquired land, I would say you would probably put the eye, the lens on it in terms of what it might give as the Margarita project, proper Margarita project that we've initially acquired. This is just a little bit more. And, you know, anytime you make a discovery, you always want to enhance your project footprint. It's kind of the opposite of what you're doing when you're first going into greenfields. You don't want to acquire too much land, hence causing too much expense till you know, the withholding costs and option payments, et cetera, et cetera. But now that we've made this discovery, this land we'd been eyeing all along in any event, and we had the opportunity to acquire it at a very good price, as was indicated in the news release. So we went ahead and did so. In terms of what sort of the geological merits of it are, we're going to have to do some work on it. You know, we'll approach it much like we did the Margarita proper project initially.
So then, Michael, what do you think it's going to take here in terms of a follow-up drill program? What do you have in mind? It still might be a little too early to answer that, but what do you think it's even going to take to build out this discovery, show some scale?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we're sort of internally, you know, we're talking about it all. And, you know, I think a follow-up drill program somewhere between 4,000 and 7,000 meters will adequately test the kilometer trend that we see as the primary target to expand upon drill hole 13. And then, you know, that kind of meterage will also give us some potential to go test some of these targets that look very similar, right? So obviously, if we step out laterally and at depth and we keep hitting, well, the drill's going to keep turning. It's as simple as that. But I do think sort of 4,000 to 7,000 will really start showing scale moving forward.
Okay. Sean, before we move on from this project, just remind everybody about the location of this Margarita project. It is in northern Chile. We talk a lot about the Santa Cecilia project recently, but this Margarita project, from my understanding, it is surrounded by some well-known mines. So what location-wise are the benefits of this project?
Well, I think there's number one, it's not at a high elevation. Yes, it's in the northern Chile, but it's more importantly, it's sort of on the sort of like the western part. In other words, it's down at in the coastal Cordillera sort of area. As you mentioned, there's other projects there. It's 60 kilometers from Copiapó, which is sort of the heart of the mining world, if you will, in Chile in terms of the infrastructure and all the services and whatnot and mining professionals. There's a paved road that comes to within, you know, goes 2 kilometers past the project, so a very small dirt road to get to the project. You can work year round. There's all sorts of reasons why this is an excellent location. And then you add a high grade discovery to it, it's going to be very attractive if we can get some size on this to a lot of big companies.
Yeah, it's also nice to see the market on a pretty bad day for resource stocks take this news fairly positively. Higher volume and the stock is trading higher today when I'm seeing just a sea of red. Before I get you guys out of here, just a quick update on the Santa Cecilia project. Sean, what can you tell us about the work that is happening there?
Yeah, I mean, we're just completing our community agreement. We've been having a fantastic interaction with the community thus far. We'll be scaling up our Santa Cecilia project come the autumn. The Margarita project, I think, will keep everybody excited and interested throughout the summer months. And Santa Cecilia, you know, when I say our autumn, that's their spring. And then we'll get through the summer months at Santa Cecilia and drilling that very, very exciting project as well.
Okay, Michael, John, I appreciate this update. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding the drill results at the Margarita Project or any of the follow-up work or what's going on at the Santa Cecilia Project, feel free to email me, fleck@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Torque Resources, and I'll be following up as more news hits the market. But in the meantime, Michael, Sean, thank you again for your time, and please keep us up to date on any future news.